How about we do a solo acoustic version of Stained Outside, this Aaron Lewis version. Big thing, like most Aaron Lewis acoustic stuff, is in E-flat tuning. So tune all the strings down a half a step. Oh, before we get started, please like and follow. And also, click the link on my profile page because I'll take you to lots of free content, tons and tons of song lessons on my YouTube channels, my courses, lots of fun stuff, free ebooks, so check that out. So the intro of the song, he plays this progression two times, and then it's the same progression he plays in all the verses. There's basically only two parts to the song. There's this intro, verse, progression, and the chorus, and that's it. So I think you can get this one pretty quick. Let me play you the intro. First verse. Okay, so there's no bar chords in this song. So what you're going to do is you're going to play this E5 power chord. Notice you don't have to bar. You can hook that first finger onto that 7th fret of the A string, and then 3rd finger, 9th fret of the D, and pinky 9th fret of the G. Open low E, open high E and B. It's an E5 chord. All right? And then you're going to take that and just slide that back a whole step or two frets, and do not play the low E string. And you play that chord. And that is actually that's a D6 sus2. And basically, it's the same exact shape of this E5 power chord, except you move it here, which make it D5. But then you play it with a high E and B open. D6 sus2. Take that shape, this shape, this voicing, go up to the low E string, right? Like you're playing now 3rd fret with your first finger on the low E, 5th fret on the A with your 3rd finger, 5th fret with the pinky on the D string, but add your 2nd finger on the G string. Open high E and B. It's like a G bar chord, except you're not barring, you're hooking this first finger, so it's a little easier. That's a G6th. And then you're going to take this voicing, slide that up a whole step or two frets. So now your first finger instead of the 3rd fret is on the 5th fret of the A string, and remove that 2nd finger, and you play that. That's an A7 sus2. It has an open high E, B, and G. Okay, so here's the chords again. E5, slide that back a whole step. D6 sus2, then go up to the low E string, add the 2nd finger. G6th, and slide that up a whole step, and remove your 2nd finger. A7 sus2. Okay, the strumming pattern. You're going to do the same pattern on the 1st chord and the 3rd chord. So basically on the E5 and then the G6, same strumming pattern. And then the same pattern on the 2nd chord, that D6 sus2. And the 4th chord, that A7 sus2. So on the E5, you're going to do down, down, up, down, up, down. And you got to kind of pull it back. This is really, the song is slow. You don't want to rush it. Down, down, up, down, up, down. So it's on the E5. You're also going to do that on the 3rd chord on that G6. Down, down, up, down, up. All right? And then on the 2nd chord, that D6 sus2, you're going to do down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. You're going to add that up, down, up at the end. Down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And you do that on the D6, and then you're also going to do that on the A7 sus2, right? So here it is in order. E5, down, down, up, down, up, down, change. D6, sus2, down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, right? G6, down, down, up, down, up, down, A7, sus2, down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, it starts over. And that starts the first verse, and you on the E5, bring D6 sus2 to my knees, G6 again, okay? And it's the same progression in the verses. You're just going to do that progression 4 times. And that leads up to the chorus, but I'm on the outside, right? So here's the chorus. It's I'm on the outside. I'm looking in. I can see. so forth. Okay, so that chorus is just E, I'm on the outside, and then G, and I'm looking in. I can see through you as a D. I can see through you, you go to D. See your true colors, that's A suspended second. If you're not sure of that chord, play A major and then take off your third finger, A sus 2. And then you repeat that. Inside your ugly E, ugly like me, G, I can see through you, D, C, the real you, A sus 2. And you could do the same strum pattern in the chorus like you did on the second and the fourth chord. Down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. So you just have those parts. It's that main intro verse progression and the chorus progression. Hope you enjoy that one. Really fun. Don't forget, like and follow and click the link on my profile page for lots more free content. Stay tuned. Lots more killer songs and content coming. Keep up all the hard work on those guitars and we'll see you soon.